This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The wife of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny lashed out at Russian authorities today on the eve of a new trial that could extend his sentence by over a decade. And Alexei Navalny, President Vladimir Putin's most vocal domestic critic, was jailed last February for 2.5 years on old fraud charges after surviving a poisoning attack that he and the West blame on the Kremlin. Yulia Navalnaya said the new case is so pathetic they are afraid to hold the trial in Moscow. Meanwhile, Russian political rights activist Maria Pevchik tweeted yesterday that she believes this whole threat of war is nothing but for the world to take its eye off of the Navalny trial. She tweeted that there isn't a better moment for Putin to get rid of his main enemy than the moment when the world is looking elsewhere at something he is doing with his other hand. In the meantime, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said Monday that Western countries are ready for a serious dialogue with Russia on European security issues, but also are looking for Russian President Vladimir Putin to de-escalate his threat of an imminent invasion of Ukraine. Ukraine's ambassador to the United Kingdom said on Monday compromises tabled with Russia do not include membership to NATO. Vadim Pristaiko's comments backtracks from what he told a British radio that such a decision may be made to avert war.
I know the Russians are unhappy with Ukraine's becoming a member of NATO. I know they're telling everybody that it's becoming dangerously close, NATO's becoming dangerously close to Russia, posing some security threat. But our reply is that most of the NATO members of last wave are already in neighborhood to Russia, and nothing changed the security. And if Ukraine becomes a member, it won't change the security calculations of Russians either.
This is VOA News. The busiest U.S.-Canada border crossing has reopened after protests against COVID-19 restrictions closed it for almost a week, while Canadian officials are holding back from a crackdown on a larger protest in the capital of Ottawa. Detroit International Bridge Company said in a statement late Sunday that the Ambassador Bridge is now fully open, allowing the free flow of commerce between Canada and the U.S. The protest in Ottawa, meanwhile, has paralyzed downtown and infuriated the residents of Ottawa, like resident Shannon Thomas.
It's horrible. It's just, I feel like I'm living in a different country, like I'm in the States. It just makes me really sad to see all these people waving Canadian flags, acting like patriots, when really it's kind of the most sad and embarrassing thing I've ever seen. So, yeah, that's all I'd say. They need to go home.
Meanwhile, Belgium is bracing for their own construct of a Canadian COVID convoy today as protesters head to the capital to demonstrate against COVID-related regulations. Officials have, however, banned motorized protests in Brussels and have set up checkpoints along Belgium's border. Alexander De Croo, the Belgian prime minister, said, "We never had rules that were too hard and we don't have so many anymore. So complain at home." President Biden says his administration stands with advocates working to end gun violence 4 years to the day after 17 people were killed at High Park School in Parkland, Florida. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
In a statement, Biden says the nation has to uphold the solemn obligation to keep each other safe. Since the shootings at Stoneman Douglas High School, gun violence at schools has increased. The gun control advocacy group, Every Town for Gun Safety, says there were 136 instances of gunfire on school grounds between August 1st and December 31st. The Secret Service's National Threat Assessment Center, which has studied school attacks nationwide, reports most attackers were bullied and that there were warning signs. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Los Angeles, California, a pretty happy place today.
Of course, the whole game was unbelievable. You didn't know what was going to happen. The intensity was rising. My heart was skipping a beat.
The Los Angeles Rams were all but out of playmakers in the second half of the Super Bowl, but they had Cooper Kupp and they still had Matthew Stafford, enough to win a championship. Los Angeles 23-20 victory over the Cincinnati Bengals. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.